At the Plattsburgh Oval on the former Air Force Base, 13 flags representing veterans organizations and all military branches fly alongside the American flag from Memorial Day until Veterans Day. The Plattsburgh Barracks Veterans Park on the U.S. Oval is dedicated to honor all veterans who have served in battles from the Revolutionary War until now. Disabled American Veterans Chapter 179 Commander Bonnie Monk began the flag-lowering ceremony beginning at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
There is a day in spring when we remember those who served and did not come home. But today, Veterans Day, is the day we pause to remember those who served and did come home. We celebrate and honor Americans, veterans, for their patriotism, love of country, and willingness to serve and sacrifice. Thanks to those who have served and those who continue to serve today, America can rest peacefully at night. Military men and women know the risks, but they accept them in many cases so that others won't have to.
Democratic State Assemblyman D. Billy Jones represents the 115th District.
Our country has been going through a tough time of late, and we all have our differences. But there should be no argument to come together and thank our veterans for what they have done for us. We should thank them for the freedoms that are given to us so we can have those differences. I just want to say thank you so much to the veterans for allowing us those protections and those freedoms so that we can disagree. And on every day, we should agree to thank, honor, and appreciate our veterans and everything that they have done for us.
We will now have the lowering of the flags. Stand your posts. We will now have the folding of the flag.
Town of Plattsburgh Supervisor Michael Cashman.
On Veterans Day, I often reflect on my grandfather, who was a veteran, and he taught me many lessons. He taught me to give thanks for those that you appreciate most. And it is our veterans and those that are continuing to serve to protect our freedoms. Thank you. God bless our veterans, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
The flags are lowered for the winter because strong winds throughout the winter can damage them. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.